This is the cycle. Yajna is a cycle. Be engaged in a cycle. And ultimately you will see that actually you are not even throwing action into it. As Sri Krishna will say, that it is an illusion that you are throwing a yajna. You ultimately attain to knowledge, that will come in the fourth chapter, you will really realize what is the whole universe. At present, you only think that you have all surroundings in you, around you, and all in the surroundings is yours, and you want to even take out from others and accumulate and put into your own utensil. This is mine. And then you want to enjoy it. This is Sri Krishna says, istenaha, you are a thief. Why? Because actually speaking, when you really will see, this is no real way even of increasing, even if you want to more, then the only means is you throw into the fire, and then you will see that more will come to you, even if you want more. Otherwise, without doing it, if you just accumulate, you are only stealing. You are like a robber. All that is there, you are robbing. Ultimately, you will find that nothing will remain because there is cycle going on in the world. And nature will extract from you, even if you do not want. It will be taken away from you by force. It will be thrown because the whole world is a yajna. It's not you are doing yajna. The whole world is a huge yajna.
So it has a relation to Jagpena-Gundita.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. This is the only method. The whole world is nothing but one huge sacrifice. Sacrifice by done by whom? For whom? What is all this? So Sri Krishna says, unless you know the whole process, that is where knowledge is required now. You must know what is the whole process of the world. In that process, where you are, what you don't have, you are completely ignorant. You are just moving about thinking that all that is in your way is yours. And you just try to accumulate. And you go on fighting with people for accumulating, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. It's completely in ignorance. First of all, realize the whole world. Now, Sri Krishna will explain that right from the beginning, this is the third chapter, 10th verse. Sahayajjaha prajaha srishtva purovacha prajapati anena prasavish dvam esaha vah astu ishta kamaduk. This is only the preliminary statement that when the whole world was created, sahayajjaha prajaha, sahayajja, along with yajja, the whole world was created. Now yajja is the fundamental thing. Without yajja there is no world. What is this yajna? Now before we proceed further, I will just take you to the real meaning of yajna. Yajna is a process by which you cease to be what you are. Sacrifice. Sacrifice means you give up everything. In the beginning, here he says, no, sahayajjaha prajaha srishta. So we go back to the origin of the srishti. The entire srishti, the whole world, is created out of sacrifice. And with sacrifice. It's a continuous sacrifice. and the world is nothing but a cycle of sacrifice. In the beginning, there is only the Supreme One Reality. He could have remained absolutely alone, quiet, because he needs nothing, he is complete, perfect. But he is not incapable of activity. But his very activity has one condition. His activity takes place by himself ceasing to be himself. Only, there is only one way by which activity arises. Or the moment activity arises, yajna starts. He becomes other than himself. You remember I have been speaking to you about the Vedic statements, where it is said that the reality is Adbhuta, is wonderful. Nanunam asti no shvaha. That reality is neither today nor tomorrow, it is eternal. Kas tad veda yad adbhutam. What is that reality which is so wonderful? Why is it wonderful? Anyasya chittam abhisancharinyam. His very activity is another's. He remains he is. But he becomes another. His very activity becomes, makes out of him something other than himself. A reality which remains itself and yet becomes other than himself, that is the wonder of the reality. That is what is Adbhutam. Therefore it is utadhitam vinashyati. Don't try to understand it by our ordinary intellectual way, because in this world this does not happen. There is only one reality which is Adbhutam. In his becoming, sancharanyam, in his very becoming, sanchara means sanchara, in his very activity of becoming, anyasya, he becomes another. That means there is holocaust. In his activity, there is a holocaust of his being. All that he is as it were given to somebody else. This is at the very root of activity. Action means what? Action means you cease to be what you are. You make a sacrifice of yourself, but the moment you sacrifice yourself, something else is created. And that something that is created also is of such a nature that something else also throws back upon you. There is the yajna of Purusha to Prakriti, and there is the yajna of Prakriti to Purusha. This is the only nature of action. Action is nothing but this. Throwing yourself, abolishing yourself totally, which you can never be, because you are the sattva, the real sattva. And yet you holocaust is such a thing that you really create another.